Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in Galatians chapter 4. We will listen in to all 31 verses of Galatians chapter 4.
Galatians 4. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were enslaved to those that by nature are not gods. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world, whose slaves you want to be once more? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I am afraid I may have labored over you in vain. Brothers, I entreat you, become as I am, for I also have become as you are. You did me no wrong. You know it was because of a bodily ailment that I preached the gospel to you at first. And though my condition was a trial to you, you did not scorn or despise me, but received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus. What then has become of the blessing you felt? For I testify to you that if possible, you would have gouged out your eyes and given them to me. Have I then become your enemy by telling you the truth? They make much of you, but for no good purpose. They want to shut you out, that you may make much of them. It is always good to be made much of for a good purpose. And not only when I am present with you, my little children, for whom I am again in the anguish of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. I wish I could be present with you now and change my tone, for I am perplexed about you. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born through promise. Now, this may be interpreted allegorically. These women are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother, for it is written,
Rejoice, O barren one who does not bear. Break forth and cry aloud, you who are not in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than those of the one who has a husband.
Now you, brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. But just as at that time he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, so also it is now. But what does the Scripture say?
Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman.
So, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman.
Sometimes it's hard for us to put ourselves into the context of what Paul is writing. So let's see if we can simplify this passage by looking at some journal entries. In 1999, I wrote, "We were slaves to sin. We couldn't free ourselves. Then God acted. He sent a redeemer, someone to buy us out of slavery and free us. He not only did that, he made us kin to the one who redeemed us. He made us family members, joint heirs with the Redeemer, so we could inherit the Father's kingdom. Wow, what a story. From slaves to joint heirs. It's better than winning the lottery. Sometimes I get a little excited about what I read in the scriptures, but I continue in my journal. Before you learned the gospel, you served false gods and worshiped in vain. Then I tell you the truth of the gospel. You get excited. You follow gladly. I leave. Others come in. Tickle your ears with a new message that takes you back to the false gods and vain worship, but you follow. Are you interested in truth or trendy philosophy? Fight for the truth. I continue. Paul validates the Old Testament by quoting from it. He cites Genesis, Isaiah, the law, and the prophets. He argues we can be free or under bondage, our choice. I choose freedom in Jesus Christ. I hope that journal entry simplified chapter 4 a little bit. But let's go on to what I wrote in 2012 and get a little bit different perspective. An underaged heir cannot receive his inheritance until he comes of age. Jews and Gentiles were, quote, underage, enslaved to elementary principles of the Mosaic Law or paganism until the fullness of time had come, and that's Jesus. Now we can inherit it all. Once we accept Jesus, why would we want to go back to the former religious principles? And that's quoting verse 9. Then I go on to another thought as I continue to write. Paul longs to be with the Galatians. He loves the church he planted and does not want them to stray away from the truth. Paul continues dismissing the need for the law by again going back before the law to Abraham and his two sons. He uses Ishmael as the example of born into slavery and Isaac as a miracle birth into freedom because Sarah was barren yet bore Isaac in her old age. The Gentiles have a miracle chance to be grafted into the family of God through Jesus. Again, they do not need to be slaves first and go back under the law to be free in Jesus. So let's summarize the principles of chapter 4 by quoting a couple of verses. And we'll start with verse 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. What a promise from the Word of God today. The Galatians had heard that good news. We have heard that good news. But then Paul follows up with the question in verse 9. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world? What a question for us today. Once we know God, why would we turn back to the elementary principles of the world? We have been offered the greatest gift. To be adopted in the family of God as sons, as joint heirs. If you've never received that, receive it today. Receive that gift from Jesus. And for those of us who have, let's not turn back to the elementary principles of the world when we have the greatest gift of all, an inheritance with Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer. God, keep us focused. Keep us focused on the right things. Keep us focused on the wonderful gift of salvation and inheritance in Christ that we have in Jesus. And help us to forget the elementary principles, the things of this world that so easily ensnare us. Keep us focused on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.